AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Does the government have the authority to contact social media companies about content on their platforms? The nation's highest court will take a look.
In Murphy versus Missouri, the White House is accused of violating free speech by requesting social media platforms remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. The suit was brought by attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri, along with other individuals. A ruling in their favor would block the White House from contacting social media companies.
ABC's Brian Clark. Russia's Putin announced a victory parade for today to celebrate his reelection to a fifth six-year term as president. Ukraine launched a massive new wave of drone attacks on Russia Sunday on the final day of voting in the presidential election. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 35 of the drones, unclear how many, if any, got through. This is ABC News. Milwaukee hosts the Republican National Convention this summer. Bar owner Ricky Ramirez wants no part of it and is closing that week.
It's just better for us, like, to not have to deal with this.
And it's not just the Republicans. Ramirez hates both parties.
I think I would have done it if it was the DNC. Like, you know, there's a lot to be upset about right now. And they don't deserve a party.
The convention runs July 15th through the 18th. The entertainer who goes by the stage name Bad Bunny is suing a so-called content producer in Spain for posting bootlegs of songs from his current tour.
The defendant accused of posting 10 full songs on YouTube from the launch of the rapper's Most Wanted tour in Salt Lake City, showing live performances of mega hits like Efecto. In a federal lawsuit, Bad Bunny's attorneys calling the clips bootlegs, arguing they lure viewers and advertisers away from Bad Bunny's authorized videos.
ABC's Rena Roy. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's, like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. So why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis, but like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former
true.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former
Drew
lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help him find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adults.
Or a blanket or...
No, Okay. There's a method to my madness here, Rich. I think okay. if the other wrestler thinks all I want to do is cuddle him, he is going to stay the heck away from me, you know, unless he finds me attractive, which, whatever. Or
you're going to lull them into a false sense of security. Maybe. You might be onto something.
Yeah, there. And then I give him a poke in the chops, or I go low. I go below the equator. How about Captain Cuddler?
I mean, again, you may be onto something. We're going to have to hone this over some time.
Rich is being so nice. Okay, I got here. This is the bona fide. This is the one we're going with, Rich. The Schwabinator.
Right. Oh, that's a lock.
Do we have
that's
it?
A okay. lock.
All right.
Yeah.
Conrad, are you ready? Do you mind? do you mind introducing me?
No, let's do it again. All right, yeah.
Let's go with the Schwabinator this time, though. Ladies and gentlemen, wrestling ring announcer extraordinaire, Rich Locasio.
Introducing from Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Schwabinator, Pete Schwab.
I've got the chills. I'm speechless. I've got the chills in places I shouldn't have the chills.
Pete,
that was
I have
awesome.
To say something else.
Yeah.
Pete, I have to say something else. So the last time I was on your show and I did the ring announcing, that's become a promo on Civic Media.
Oh dear.
And I've become famous within the office. Now I'm up in Waukesha on Tuesday.
Okay.
And I run into Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. And you know, I walk into the studio room and everything, and they're like, "Do we know you?" Like, "Oh yeah, I'm Rich Locasio." "Oh, the wrestling ring announcer guy." Yeah. If I'm going to be known for something in the office, I mean, I'll take that for right now. But obviously, I got to continue to build the rapport with my coworkers.
Well, I'm happy to help, buddy. And I love Jane and Greg are both awesome. So I'm
absolutely
happy to hear that. All right. So, Rich, before we let you go, what are you watching? Is there something you can recommend on TV, movies, Iron Claw? Did we talk about Iron Claw last time you were here?
We did not.
Okay.
So I saw that I was down visiting my family for the holidays in Florida when the Iron Claw was still in theaters, and my girlfriend April and I went to see it. It is so good. And
that's what I've heard.
You know, it's so good. And this is not just as a wrestling fan, as a movie fan as well. It's a very compelling story about the Von Erich family. How it didn't even get nominated for an Oscar is beyond me.
A lot of people thought it was going to. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's certainly a movie that if you've not seen it, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, go and see it. It's so good.
That is great to know. And I have not seen it yet, so I'm going to take you up on that. I don't know if you can stream it yet, but as soon as you can, I'm going to be all over it. I've heard nothing but good things. Rich, thank you so much for your time tonight, buddy, and have a blast at WrestleMania 12,000 or whatever, 40? Yeah, it was 40.
WWE SmackDown in Milwaukee at the Pfizer Forum next Friday night. Hey, you may see me on TV. I don't know.
I hope we do, man. Keep going with that ring announcing thing, too. Thanks so much, buddy. Have a great night.
Hey, thank you so much, Pete.
Anytime. All right, that is Rich Locasio. He is a Civic Media employee, and, man, he loves here's from the 920. Jim from Appleton says, Pete, quick pin Schwabba. Hey, thanks for the vote of confidence, Jim.
What about Pete, please don't hit me, Schwabba?
You guys have no faith in me. I'm the Schwabinator now, and I will take all of you down. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk some filmmaking. We're hitting all the bases tonight on Nightlight. Michael Nielsen joins me next, and I read more of your texts. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave you it alone.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Does the government have the authority to contact social media companies about content on their platforms? The nation's highest court will take a look.
In Murthy versus Missouri, the White House is accused of violating free speech by requesting social media platforms remove misinformation about the COVID-19 pandemic. The suit was brought by attorneys general in Louisiana and Missouri, along with other individuals. A ruling in their favor would block the White House from contacting social media companies.
ABC's Brian Clark. Russia's Putin announced a victory parade for today to celebrate his reelection to a fifth six-year term as president. Ukraine launched a massive new wave of drone attacks on Russia Sunday on the final day of voting in the presidential election. Russia's defense ministry says it shot down 35 of the drones, unclear how many, if any, got through. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Department of Natural Resources is asking everyone to avoid all fires, with the state continuing to experience elevated fire dangers. Some parts of northern Wisconsin haven't seen any precipitation in over a month. Mix that with breezy weather, and the DNR says that elevated fire conditions will continue into early next week. The DNR has already responded to nearly 250 wildfires this year. March is National Social Worker Month. One of the biggest challenges facing social workers today is clients dealing with housing insecurity.
We work with a lot of families where they're housing insecure. They don't have access to affordable and timely services and treatment.
Sean Lazarus helps families with kids in the juvenile justice system. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Partly cloudy and still a little chilly today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of 52. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
There's nothing better than the Violet Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Boy, we haven't heard Miles Davis in a while. Nice pull. From the 608. Sounds like Pete plans to clean up. Yeah, that's going to be my new wrestling nickname. The cleaner. The cleaning crew. He's one man, but he does the work of a crew. That's from the 608. The 920, Jim from Appleton. You're supposed to be the one doing the pinning, Pete. Oh, that's my problem. I just thought I was there to entertain people with all the various ways I could take a dive. Pete Quickpin Schwaba. What else we got here? From the 920, Paula Conrad's mom checking in. Bon Jovi and Van Halen were my favorite bands. They both had several hits. Hard to pick just one. Yeah. And I put Van Halen like in a different category. Like they were kind of a hair band, but they were also just a rock and roll band. Like, I think they're different than some of the other ones, but that's a great text, Paula. Carla, Aunt Carla checking in. Quiet Riot, Motley Crue, Scorpion, and Van Halen. If some alive next year, hopefully we'll play my 55th birthday next year. You mean your party? Like Jeff Spicoli when he hired Van Halen to play his birthday party? It's one of the best endings to a movie ever. Christy Barlament from the 920 says, Whitesnake, Here I Go Again. That is a great song. And that's probably one. Listen, I'm a bad guitar player, but I love figuring out 80s rock and like house music songs on my guitar. I know that sounds weird, but Here I Go Again is one I like to play a lot. But yeah, Aunt Carla, Riot, Quiet Riot sang, oh, come on, feel the noise. That was it. You got it here in another text. So it's Aunt Carla's birthday, Conrad. Is that true?
Yep. Okay. Happy birthday.
55. That's a big one. You're not a kid anymore, Carla. Time to clean up your act. Come on, feel the noise. Oh, I'm with you, Carla. That is a great song. Yeah, I forgot about Quiet Riot. That's hilarious. Okay, so let's keep moving here. I am very excited to welcome my next guest. He is a filmmaker, Madison-based, but he's done a couple films based here in Northeast Wisconsin, a couple documentaries. My pleasure to welcome to Nightlight, Michael Nielsen. Michael, welcome.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing very well.
Are you in the car?
I am in the car. I know. Okay. If I had a little more time coming from my last engagement, I would have been home with my whole setup with a similar mic to yours and everything. So I feel very naked right now.
Well, that's okay. I just be careful driving. I see you have your seatbelt on, and that was a dead giveaway, unless you're like one of those people that wants to be extra safe at home and strap in.
Yes, I assure you I am not driving.
Okay.
No worries.
All right,
worries.
Good. We don't want to be... I don't think our insurance covers that kind of thing. So,
right.
I interviewed you several years ago on public television about your film Last Day at Lambeau. And we haven't spoken since. I saw you at the Wisconsin Film Festival last year. And I said, oh, that's Michael. I got to go say hello. And then, you know how it works. You work around the room and then you were gone. But tell me, let's start with Last Day at Lambeau. Since sure. we're broadcasting statewide, but we are in Green Bay, downtown Green Bay. Tell us about the film and where can people see it?
Well, I'm sure folks won't have trouble guessing the subject matter based on the title. That was my first feature documentary. We released it in 2012. And then, yes, broadcast it statewide on Wisconsin Public Television in 2016. It was about Brett Favre's dramatic departure from the Green Bay Packers, joining the Minnesota Vikings and coming back for one final game at Lambeau Field in 2010. That was obviously the season the Packers won the Super Bowl. And we were filming it during that season. And I, as a lifelong Packers fan, was intrigued by my own level of emotion surrounding it. I didn't know why I had any justification to care as much as I did. And so the making of that was very much a self-interrogation into why do I have any reason to care as much as I do about the outcome of this story.
Did it surprise you how much you cared? Like, were you sort of like, whoa, I'm really into this?
Oh, very much so. and making the film kind of cured me, I think, of a lot of that, in the sense that now, I'm as diehard a Packers fan as I've ever been, but I think of it very much and acknowledge it very much as an irrational passion. It's like I indulge in this thing that doesn't make sense, but I acknowledge it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Where can people see the film somewhere? Is it streaming somewhere?
Absolutely. Yep. You could just Google that and find it. It's on Vimeo, which is a video hosting site. And it's been up there for many, many years. You can watch it for free. So you can get that and throw it up on Apple TV. Easy to watch.
Outstanding. All right. So you have a new film. We'll get to that in a minute. But you also, when I say I missed you last year at the film festival, I also missed your film. I host a lot of Q&As and do interviews there and stuff. And so I'm kind of limited as to what I can see. And I missed the screening. You had a film called Beyond Human Nature.
Yes, sir.
And that was based on something, an incident that happened here in Green Bay several, many, many years ago. Tell us about that film.
It was. So that one was about the Tom Monfils homicide investigation of 1992 to 95. Which was, again, in the news rather recently, as many of the defendants known as the Monfils Six in the media have been released on parole. So the last to be released, Keith Kutzka, was released in 2023, so last year. So he's now out as well, and they've been doing events talking about their experience and all that. I was an outsider to that story. I that was brought to me by people who had relationships to the Monfils Six and advocated for their innocence. I wasn't interested in doing an advocacy piece, though. I was honestly just curious in how a story like this gets so out of hand. So I interviewed the lead investigator, Randy Winkler, the prosecutor, John Zukowski, who's now a judge in Green Bay. And I've stayed on good terms with everybody, which is not a terribly common thing in the world of true crime. You usually lose the trust of one or the other side. But we had the prosecution at one of the screenings last year at the Milwaukee Film Festival, and we had our premiere in Green Bay and had people from the defense there. So we tried to have a fairly fair retelling of that story. And that's available anywhere you buy or rent movies on digital. So that's something that you can find on Apple Movies or Amazon, anywhere.
So there was controversy around that, too. If I read correctly, the family doubted the outcome. How did you find that project? Like you said, someone brought it to you. What makes you think, as a documentary filmmaker, yes, this is the thing I want to spend years of my life on? Because it's very time consuming, right?
Yeah, and you're not joking. I mean, that one took 9 years of my life to make, and the lives of those closest involved as well, the producers and everything. You don't ever really know outside just an inner feeling that you think there's something interesting enough here. Usually it's a question that you're just trying to answer for yourself that maybe is unanswerable, and that's why it's intriguing. But there just has to be something that's juicy enough to kind of maintain your bite, so to speak, for a lengthy period of time. It's usually a good sign when you find yourself ruminating on it when you're not working on it. That's a fairly good sign that you can stick with it. But it was brought to me by advocates who had written a book arguing for the innocence of the Monfils Six. So that's how I was introduced to it. They had seen Last Day at Lambeau, and they said that they had a great story for a documentary. And then after hearing that story from them, and Cal Monfils is who you're thinking of, Tom's brother.
So yes.
Tom Monfils was the deceased. Cal believes that his brother committed suicide and was not murdered. And so he's an advocate for these six guys as well. It's a very intriguing story. And so I just wanted to understand it from every perspective. I wanted to understand how the investigation went down. I wanted to understand how the district attorney at the time thought through his job and what he brings to a trial and how he got a conviction, and then understand what the experience has been for the six individuals who have been imprisoned.
My guest is Michael Nielsen. He is a documentary filmmaker and owns or is a part owner of Story First Media. Okay, you say you're trying to be fair. You're trying to hear both sides. You must have your own opinions. That's very interesting that a family member wants justice, but it doesn't involve finding the actual, he thinks his brother committed suicide. That's crazy. Was that revealed to you while you were shooting, or did you know that going in?
We knew that going in. Okay. He had been pretty public about that. That's definitely one of the most intriguing aspects of the story. It's one of those things that sticks with you and makes you feel like you could sustain the making of it for 9 years. Because it's hard to square in your own head. Like it's hard to put yourself in the position of a sibling of someone who dies and then is ruled by the court that was murdered, to say, like, I disagree with the court. I think my brother committed suicide. There's fascinating, compelling cases to make on all sides of this. So, you know, I do have my own opinion, but in some ways, it's not. I don't mean to be coy. If we were talking over beers at a bar, I'd happily share with you my opinion. But in some ways, it ruins the movie to know what I think going in. I never make a declaration in the movie where I come down. When we screened it at film festivals, the audience coming out is still split. I still hear from different people who saw the movie, liked it, but had different outcomes or different beliefs about what happened. So it's a great conversation starter.
So let's do this. I don't expect you to tell me what your opinion is on the air tonight. Let me ask you this. How convinced are you that your point of view is correct, whatever it may be?
My point of view is fairly moderate. So okay. I would say I'm pretty sure that I'm right in what I think. It's not terribly extreme. I don't think anything too far-fetched happened. So.
Okay, very good. You know, I remember when that case came out, I was like, wow, that's a lot of people to be in on this and not have anybody snitch or to have five other people go along with it. I just don't know if I buy that. But
yeah,
you know,
Cal says that in the film. Okay. Yeah, he talks about how, like, you know, he quotes, I think he attributes it to Winston Churchill, but it might be misattributed, the idea that one person can keep a secret, but not six.
Yeah, exactly. That's really fascinating. How did the screenings go? What was it like watching it with a full theater in Madison last year?
It was great. The world premiere was in Green Bay at the Green Bay Film Festival. And that was fascinating because it was a very emotional screening. Like everyone in the theater at the Tarleton there in Green Bay seemed to kind of have a personal attachment to the story. There were family members in there. They're, you know, of everyone from all sides. So that was a very interesting screening. Then in Madison, it was great as well. We had a little more distance from the personal connection. So that was an interesting different reaction, watching it more as a movie as opposed to a lived experience that they had all gone through. And then Milwaukee was fascinating too, because we had the prosecution come and join us and tell, you know, their side of the story in a Q&A there. That was fascinating as well. It's an endlessly interesting story. I think it'll continue to kind of mystify people for years.
Okay. Apologies. If I think I asked you where we could see Last Day at Lambeau, where can people see Beyond Human Nature?
Anywhere you buy or rent digital movies. So Amazon or Apple Movies, anywhere like that, you can find it.
That's really, is that intimidating? Like you're a documentary filmmaker, you're investigating basically a murder. You don't know what kind of people you're going to come across. Were you at all nervous or a little scared at times?
There were phone calls I had during the making of the film with people that when I didn't know who they were, I didn't know what they'd be like, where I had a little bit of hesitation. I remember there was a call, I'm friendly with him now, but the lead investigator, Detective Randy Winkler, when I first called him, I was nervous because I wasn't sure what he was going to think of me. You never know what people are going to think you're doing, right? Like they're suspicious of what your intentions are. So I tried to disarm people fairly early that I wasn't coming in with an agenda.
Yeah.
That's usually the most nerve-wracking thing to me is when I feel like they might have the wrong idea of what's motivating me.
That's really interesting. And the trust you have to gain as a documentarian is really incredible. And I'm sure that's not easy at times.
Time consuming. Yeah.
Time consuming. Well, especially you worked on it for 9 years. I mean, that's really, really incredible to me. Okay. So next I want to ask you about your new film, String Theory, The Richard Davis Method. I will ask Michael about that. That is coming up next. And then I want to hear about Story First Media. That sounds like a really cool thing you're doing there and kind of what you guys are, what kind of projects you're working on there too. We'll talk about that next with filmmaker Michael Nielsen on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Oh, listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Boy, I would not want to mess with Maggie Dawn. That's all I'm saying. I've heard that promo several times now, and she is intimidating. I can't imagine. I know she's a lawyer, so Conrad, take a memo. Do not get on Maggie Dawn's bad side.
Yeah, definitely.
Not that I need to be reminded of that. A couple more texts here from Stacy Sue from the stream. Says, Pete the Crusher. Yeah, I like that. That's a great one, Stacy. I don't know if I can pull that off, but great nickname. And Aunt Carla says she is actually 54 today, but next year, 55. She will find some survivors of the big hair bands to play her birthday party for the big 5-5 for double nickels. Carla, that's a big birthday for a young lady. The venue will be announced later in the year. Yes, Fast Times, but I didn't save Brooke Shields. Carla knows her movies. Carla, we have to do some. Maybe we'll do a live broadcast, Conrad, from Carla's birthday party. Let's discuss off air. Take another memo. Okay, got a couple minutes more here with filmmaker Michael Nielsen. Michael, thanks for your time tonight. Great to have you here. Your new film is called String Theory. And at first, I know there's a book by Richard Green I struggled through years ago. I was like, oh, wow. And then I saw it's The Richard Davis Method. And it's about a musician. Tell us about the story.
Yeah, different Richard. I fooled you there for a second.
Yeah.
So this project came to us initially as a commercial project. So the Richard Davis Foundation for Young Bassists is an organization that Richard Davis started in Madison. Richard, for those who don't know, is a renowned double bass and electric bass player who played with the likes of Van Morrison on Astral Weeks, got acclaim from none other than rock critic Lester Bangs at the time for that. He played with Miles Davis. He played with Eric Dolphy. He was a massive, hugely influential kind of Pied Piper of the bass in the music community. He moved to Madison in the 70s to become a professor at the University of Wisconsin, to become the bass professor. And he started the Richard Davis Foundation for Young Bassists because, to his mind, there wasn't adequate early education starting around, you know, similar ages that the violin or piano start, where they all start at, like, you know, age 3. The bass, you wouldn't start until you were teenagers. So he started this foundation for ages 3 to 18, where he would shepherd the new generation of bass players up. And every year in Madison, people don't know this, but world-renowned bass musicians come to Madison, and they're clinicians working with young people, passing on that generational wisdom of the bass onto the next generation. And it's remarkable. So we captured one of these conferences in 2018, a fly on the wall, and then interviewed all the clinicians and taught to Richard. Richard sadly passed last year at the age of 93. And now this film is largely a chronicle of that time, of that foundation, and also an ode to him.
No kidding. Now, is that on the festival circuit at the moment?
It is. So it's going to be playing at the Wisconsin Film Festival. So that's going to be the world premiere.
Okay, very cool. So people will be able to see that, I assume, after it makes its festival run. That'll turn up somewhere on streaming. Okay.
Absolutely.
You can see Last Day at Lambeau on Vimeo, Beyond Human Nature. Just maybe do a Roku search, right? It's on several different platforms.
Yeah, it's on all. It's on Apple, Amazon, Vudu, all of them.
Okay, cool. And then Tell me about Story First Media. If I remember correctly, when I interviewed you on TV several years ago, you were just launching that, I think, or had just launched it. Does that make sense?
So we're actually in our 15th year. So we've been around since 2009. It was founded by my father, Dave. I was living in Austin, Texas at the time. He was coming from kind of an ad agency background. I was obviously my film background. And we realized we were just speaking the same language about storytelling, but from different disciplines. So we kind of brought our trades together and founded Story First Media, which has become a video production and brand storytelling firm. So we help organizations, everything from a nonprofit to a major corporation, hone and craft and tell their story and understand their story, both internally and externally. And in addition, we produce movies. So it's kind Jeez. Of telling stories at every level.
What do you prefer? Ad type thing or a full feature length documentary?
You know, what's wonderful about it is that you get to like be the artist with the movie stuff. And that's like where, you know, you feel like a kid again. But the commercial stuff is the great challenge because you're having to communicate the value of storytelling to non-story people, right? These people who are not from my world, not from Dave's world. So we're having to, you know, articulate why storytelling is so powerful, why it's important, why it's so human. It may be the very thing that makes us human. And articulating that to people and sharing that is really gratifying and fulfilling.
That's very well said. And it's interesting you say that because when I lived in Los Angeles for many years, I did a lot of interstitial writing and I wrote ads for networks and they would give you parameters. And mm-hmm. I liked that. When you sit down to write a screenplay, I love that too. That's my first love, but you could go anywhere and it's overwhelming at times. But when you write a 30-second spot or a 60-second spot and they say, here's what we want, it's kind of confining in a good way. Does that make sense? You find
totally.
That too?
We call those creative limitations. You need those boundaries in order to actually be creative. I completely agree.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so what we do on this show, Michael, we like to ask people what they are watching, binge watching or cringe watching. Are you watching anything on TV or have you seen any of the Oscar films?
I saw all the Oscar films for sure. I just saw Dune 2. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Same.
If I want to make a controversial statement in the film world, at least.
Sure.
So I just saw the 1959 French film Pickpocket today for the first time. Cinephiles are going to hate.
Wow.
They're going to challenge my credentials hearing this that I've never seen this film. However, I think I admire it as a piece of art. It's on the Criterion Channel if anyone's interested. Okay. It is worth seeing. I admire it as a piece of art, but holy cow, is that a boring movie? It's exquisitely made. I love French cinema, but that was hard for me to get to. And it's only like a bit over an hour long, tough to sit through.
a true cinephile should appreciate your honesty. Listen, buddy, thanks so much for your time tonight. Be careful when you get on the road there. I'm glad you were strapped in, even during the interview. That's safety first, my friend.
Absolutely. I don't know what kind of collision I was going to experience with you.
Thanks so much and continued success, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. That's Michael Nielsen. Conrad, we jammed through some guests tonight, didn't we?
Yeah.
Do we forget anybody?
I don't think so.
We got everybody, right?
Well, we need to introduce the Schwabinator.
The Schwabinator. Listen, he's going to watch out for this kid. He's coming into his own. I'd like to thank my guests tonight, Joe Furlow, Rich Locasio, Michael Nielsen. Thank you for all your texts. Always so much fun reading them. And when you're part of the show, I will be in Madison doing the show from Madison on Monday night. One of my guests will be James Runday. He will be performing live in studio. Please join me Monday night. And, you know, let's see if Nightlight's any different. Conrad will be manning the ship here in Green Bay. So much fun. Thanks for everything tonight. It was a pleasure to Nightlight with all of you. I'm Pete Schwabe saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm live in Madison and joined in studio by musician James Runday. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.